This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. As part of my discussions exposing the contradictions and lies of the cult of scientism, which is an irrational belief in whatever science mythologies are being pushed at the present day, I'd like to discuss a little bit about natural selection and why it is that you are even alive, and then show a major contradiction in modern day medicine. So, if you know anything about Darwinism and natural selection, you know that the way this theory goes is that populations tend to become more genetically suited for adaptation into their environments, ecosystems, and relationships with other living systems, with predators, for example, or prey in complex ecosystems, food sources, and so on and so forth. And over time, populations become more genetically suited for survival. It's called survival of the fittest. It's called natural selection. It's called Darwinism, and so on. And of course, if you talk to any scientist and ask them to explain, well, where did humans come from? They will give you this explanation about the long, long history of thousands of generations of really refinement of the human genome, you know, which became modern-day humans, being selected and adapted generation after generation after generation for survival, that we are amazing survival machines, and that we're the result of really thousands and thousands of generations of survivors. And so we are like the most finely tuned, amazing survivors to live and adapt into the world around us. We're compatible with the foods. We're compatible with the ecosystems. We are, you know, if science is to be believed, we are the super Mercedes-Benz biological systems of this world, if you will. We're the fine-tuned machines for adaptation and fitness and survival. And the minute they finish that explanation, if you ask a scientist, then, so why do you believe that our immune systems are deficient from the day we're born? And they will respond and say, well, what do you mean that your immune systems are deficient? And you reply, you say, well, yeah, you believe that every human being that's born should immediately be injected with vaccines. And they'll say, yeah, children need vaccines. It's going to protect them. Then the answer, but wait a minute, you just said that we are the result of thousands of generations of adaptation and fitness and survival. We are the fine-tuned machines of the optimized genetic code, the optimized immune function. Surely we have adapted to the microbial life on our planet, right? Because that's what Darwinism means. It's adaptation to the world around us. It's survival of the fittest. It's the long-term fine-tuning of the genetic code for survival. And so if you believe that, if you believe in natural selection and Darwinism, you can't simultaneously believe that children are born with deficient immune systems that are not complete unless they're injected with chemicals and viral fragments. Those two ideas are contradictory, especially when you consider that modern-day humans came from thousands of generations of adaptation and natural selection that happened before the invention of any vaccine, before the rise of modern medicine, which is relatively young, you know, in the history of our species. Humans were beating disease, and humans were surviving and adapting and reproducing long before vaccines ever came along. And so we must have in our genetic code, we must have something very powerful to survive viral infections and microbial infections and pathogens that invade our bodies. There must be something in there, right? Well, yeah, it's called the immune system. And it's the most amazing nanotechnology that has probably ever been developed anywhere in our world that we know of, perhaps other than neural networking of the brain. But the immune system is amazing nanotechnology. And in fact, I've read that something like 20 to 25% of your entire genetic code is dedicated to surviving infections from various pathogens. In other words, almost a quarter of your genetic code is dedicated, or at least a quarter of the active portions of your genetic code is dedicated to keeping you alive, even when you are exposed to viral infections and bacterial infections and other pathogens. So we are born with this capability that has been developed, even according to the scientists, it has been created and developed and fine-tuned and optimized over thousands of generations of survivors, and therefore it must be perfectly suited for survival in the world around us. So then it makes no sense to then leap and say, "What? Well, but human babies are all born deficient in immune systems, and those immune systems are not complete unless you inject them with these vaccines." Are these scientists saying that there was some kind of mass mutation that happened to happen, that took place at the moment vaccines were invented? There was some horrible global genetic mutation that wiped out the genetic code for immune function, and therefore vaccines had to take over? Is that what they're saying? How would that even be accomplished? Is there a super villain called, genetic Dr. Evil or something who somehow genetically modified all humans, you know, right around the turn of the 20th century when vaccines were really starting to take off, and that suddenly everybody needs a vaccine when they didn't 100 years earlier? But no, I know what some vaccine cultists and scientism worshippers will say. They'll say, "But no, you don't get it, Mr. Health Ranger. There were so many babies that died until vaccines came along. Babies died like crazy. And the life expectancy was very, very, very low, very short until vaccines came along. Vaccines boosted survival," they say, you know, kept children alive. And what they're doing, of course, is taking credit for what actually happened in improvements in public sanitation, running water, soap. Soap probably saved more lives in this world than any vaccine imaginable. Just soap. How about proper municipal sewage treatment systems? Those were huge. In fact, if you look at the history of vaccines, most vaccines came along after the pandemics were already almost wiped out due to improvements in sanitation and public hygiene. Yeah, if you have a million people living in a city and they don't have a good sewage system, you're going to get cholera outbreaks, of course. You know, you're going to get all kinds of problems from lack of refrigeration of food, lack of running water, lack of doctors washing hands in hospitals, their own hands. You're going to get all kinds of diseases spread all over the place, including polio and mumps and measles. And if you just practice some basic cleanliness, you're going to stop nearly all pandemics just through public health and sanitation, education, and simple things like, again, running water and soap, believe it or not. You know, toilets that work. You know, it's actually simpler than you think. So it was sanitation improvements that really vastly reduced infant mortality. And it also helped that eventually the doctors that were killing all the mothers and babies during childbirth, eventually they finally figured out that there are such things as germs. Because for the longest time, all the doctors of the world said there's no such thing as germs. It's imaginary. People are making up these crazy stories about little invisible, you know, microbes. And it was considered just a kooky conspiracy theory, actually, for the longest time. You know, whoa, a little invisible germ's going to come get you, little boogeyman germs. That's the way these scientists spoke. And so they didn't wash their hands when they were delivering children, you know, and they would infect the mothers and they would infect the babies and they would kill a lot of people. And this was just the way they operated, because no one told them, by the way, you should wash your hands. So once doctors finally realized that indeed infections can be spread by touch, because bacteria are quite small and viruses are even smaller, then hospital hygiene began to improve, and doctors began washing their hands, and midwives and nurses also began washing their hands. And guess what? The death rate of children plummeted, because suddenly they weren't being infected, killed by the doctors. That's a great improvement, I think. So the real truth in all of this, the bottom line upshot of all this, is that, yes, you come from a long line of survivors. You have the perfect genetic code to resist disease and overcome disease. But in order to do that, you actually have to have a healthy functioning immune system, which means you need vitamin D. You need good nutrition. You need absence of toxins like heavy metals that interfere with immune function. You need nutritional support to function well. You don't need a vaccine to be immune to common diseases, chickenpox, measles, and mumps, and so on, because your body will build that immunization pattern on its own internally upon exposure to those viruses when the body has sufficient nutrition, especially vitamin D, good minerals, zinc, magnesium, and so on. The body is able to do its own internal immunization. In fact, human beings have been immunizing themselves for as long as the species has existed on this planet. And depending on who you talk to, that might be 300,000 years or whatever, some variation depending on who you believe, but it's a very long time. And your ancestors self-immunized, and that's why they survived, and that's why they had offspring, and that's why those beings had offspring, and so on, and so on, and so on, through thousands of generations, leading to you, who inherited the ability to self-immunize without a vaccine. Isn't that interesting? And yet, there is no vaccine-pushing scientist on this entire planet that will acknowledge any truth of what I just stated, which is based in fundamental principles of natural selection. There's not a single scientist who will acknowledge that, because they are cultists who believe in vaccines. And so, by definition, they have to believe that your immune system is deficient from the day you were born, which by definition means they have to contradict the very principles of natural selection and adaptation, which makes them, of course, cultists rather than scientists. You see how it all ties together? The thing about science is you can't pick and choose which things you're going to be a scientist about. If you're going to be a person of science, a man, a woman, you have to apply scientific thinking consistently across the board, even if it means going against the mysticism of the present day. And yeah, hundreds of years ago, that mysticism was the Catholic Church, which said the earth is the center of the universe. That's some crazy mysticism. And if you spoke out then against that, well, they'd throw you in prison or kill you. Well, not much has changed. Today, we have a different kind of mysticism where the high priests of scientism say the vaccines are the center of the world of medicine. And anyone who speaks the truth and stands up and makes a scientifically accurate statement about the immune system and how human beings can self-immunize, that person is treated just like Galileo was, or just like Copernicus was. History repeats itself. The only thing that changes is the uniforms of the high priests. They used to claim their gods were in heaven. Now they claim their gods are vaccines and GMOs and fluoride. There's always some god they have to appease, and And they always claim they alone are the high priests who have a monopoly on power and authority, and that no one can challenge that authority. And that isn't science, my friends. Science should welcome every challenge. Science should welcome every question, because science isn't afraid to answer criticism, to prove itself again and again, to provide evidence that it is correct. Science isn't afraid of public discussion or public debate on any topic. So anytime you hear someone saying, we cannot even have a debate, you can't even see this movie, you can't read this book, you can't have a voice, we won't even cover this topic. Anytime you hear someone saying that about vaccines or GMOs, you know immediately they are quacks, not scientists, because real science isn't afraid of an open discussion of truth. My name's Mike Adams. I'm a real scientist. You can check out my lab at cwclabs.com. And my new book, Food Forensics, it's available July 26th. You can download the first chapter for free right now at foodforensics.com. Check out my website at naturalnews.com. And listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this. And especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.